This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Well, he's in great shape. I think we can see that. And, you know, certainly has had the the pedigree, the performance to take a step forward. And I think he's had some health frustrations the last couple of years that hopefully don't happen this year. So I would very, very bullish on him and expect a great season from him.
That was Mike Elias a couple weeks back, and we bring that back to you in light of the fact of what happened today. Spring training baseball, Grayson Rodriguez started for the Orioles. He had a significant drop in his velocity today. He averaged about 93.2 on the gun with his fastball, topped out at 95.3, and he came out of the game after giving up a double to Christian Vasquez on an 89.5 four-seam fastball. That's he pitched less than two innings. His official outing today, an inning in the third, three hits, one run, one walk, one strikeout.
We've talked a lot about Grayson Rodriguez throughout his minor league career, throughout the Orioles' first mistake with him, which was not getting him up here when he was ready for it and let him continue to pitch in meaningless games and not fucking get hurt down there. We talked about his sort of durability or how much he has or hasn't been built up. Going into last year and what a jump he was going to be expected to make, and he did make it in terms of his productivity, but durability again was an issue. And when you build your staff around and talk up kids who've never pitched one full season in the majors without an injury, and you start talking about them being your ace and you start building your ball club without much of a safety net, it comes potentially at a price. And we had major reservations about Grayson Rodriguez being able to get through this season without a setback of some sort, whether it's related to the issues with his back and the muscles there from the past, whether it's just because he hasn't really ever had a clean season now for about 3 years, whether it's just because this is what happens with young pitchers, and we've seen it with Wells and we've seen it with Bradish. And when guys are asked to do more, especially around here, we saw it with Batista. It tends to come at a significant price. And what I can't figure out is why this kid was able to throw 33 pitches when it was clear, if you just look pitch by pitch at the StatCast data, that he wasn't right from the giddy up. Like, he threw 15 fastballs. He threw fastballs below 90 and stayed in the game. Like, what?
I'll say this. The 89.5 mile per hour fastball where Vasquez doubled, he faced two more batters, like, after that. He faced two more batters.
What is that?
Hit a guy and then got pulled. Yeah, how could you not pull
him immediately? If you've built it this way
that,
and you're talking him up as Corbin Burns is gone, but he could be an ace, how the hell is he not out of there at the first time? All the analytics that they have, all the data that they have, how could I watch on StatCast and be like, this guy is something off?
Maybe it's because Brandon Hyde just got there because he was late because of an accident on the highway. Maybe they hadn't, you know, who's running the show if Brandon Hyde's late?
Look, Mike Elias runs the show. I don't know. Like, again, I'll be real interested to see what comes out of this. But again, this is on the heels of Kyle Bradish coming out 2 weeks ago saying I pitched through significant pain for a good chunk of that season before they finally shut me down when my arm fell off. So this is who's entrusted, right? This is who you're looking at and saying they played a weird kind of game with their closer until he finally got the surgery later than he probably should have. We know the game they played with Bradish. We know how they yo-yoed Tyler Wells and didn't seem to give much concern about what was asked of him, and the inevitable happened there. We know John Means did not have a successful return from Tommy John under these guys. So that's the prism that I'm looking at this through, and I hope it's not bad, but there's a lot of spidey senses telling you this ain't close to normal.
The alarms are sounding right now, and I know that some people on Twitter are bringing up Grayson's quote from a week ago saying
he's
not going to throw hard. He's not... Ben put it best prior to the show. When you see the number 8 next to Grayson Rodriguez.
That's a cry for help.
Yes, in terms of fastball. Because last year he averaged 96.1 miles per hour on fastball. That's a 7 mile per hour difference.
He's working on stuff.
Whew.
He's working. By the way.
He's working on an IL stint.
Yeah. If this is serious and you know, let's hope it's not. But man, if you're bossing
whatever
it down
this
far,
is. I got news for you. He's not pitching 5 days from now, and he's probably not pitching 5 days from then.
Yeah, that. And so if he's not ready for opening day, which I think is realistic at this
point,
you're talking about a pitching staff that was already going into the season, and you're thinking, okay, they got back-end depth, but there's nothing near the top, but they're selling this guy as the ace who's yet to finish a season, and now he might not start a season. So what the heck's this rotation look like? Hey, your boy Kay Povich might be in the starting rotation.
And not the way I wanted it to happen.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm just going to throw this out there, okay? Because I live in the real world. I don't live in a bubble where I'm spoon-fed stuff and I regurgitate it to fans who are asked to carry the freight financially. What do you think if you're the San Diego Padres who have a real GM who knows how to make major league trades?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And they want one of your starters. Do you think Mike Elias has a better hand right now than he had 24 hours ago? Like, if you didn't want to pay the freight to make real trades and be a big boy GM, Before your ace, you called him that, before your ace got hurt, what do you think the price for Dylan Cease or Michael King is right now? What do you think?
And now you're more desperate.
All the other GMs are out for blood. They know how desperate you are. The price of doing business just went up.
If you don't like to play in the deep end of the pool in the best of times, homie, you'll drown. You'll continue to drown if this is how you play your cards.
Call him homie?
Yeah. You want me to call him something else?
No, homie's good. Homie's good. I like
the
that.
One word.
You guys are close, so you call homie.
There's two I'm thinking of.
Yeah, trust me.
No, three. Three. Ivy League's the first two.
Yeah, I'm well aware. Well, just Orioles and Twins are playing a spring training baseball game. We'll get you updated on that in just a little bit. But not good news surrounding Grayson Rodriguez. And where does this pitching staff go if this is serious? We have a huge show today. It's a Wednesday. It's a short show because Maryland basketball right here on 105.7 The Fan, they play Michigan at 6:30. So pregame coverage starts at 5:30. We'll talk to, I think, friend of the show now, Gene Wong. Absolutely. Covers the Terps for the Washington Post. Joins us at 2:30. Tim Murray from VSiN, his best bets at 3:30. And Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. Is he still optimistic the Ravens are going to re-sign Ronnie Stanley? We're going to ask him that at 4:30.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't know if Brandon Hyde will make it to the ballpark
today
there.
Or not. Just got there. He just got there.
Woohoo.
There was a car accident.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Isn't he supposed to be there like 5
in the morning? I mean, like, okay. I don't know. Look, I have a hard time keeping up with what's going on Coca-Cola Drive. I have no idea what's happening.
That's
on the back streets of Sarasota.
Time out, though. That's a major thoroughfare, Coca-Cola Drive.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So I don't know about Sarasota traffic at 5:45 a.m. on a Wednesday. So who am I to cast aspersions? But yeah, the skipper or somebody will have some sort of update or non-update about Grayson Rodriguez. We will get you all of that through the show. We've got some thoughts on the Ravens salary cap, and you could do some pretty easy gymnastics and create as much room as you want for them. We'll explain the reality of that situation. And yes, we will preview that Terps Wolverines contest throughout the show as well.
In light of the Grayson news, we flipped the top of the show. We're gonna get an in-game update from Sarasota coming up next and talk about this rotation a little more. Is that what we're doing? Just
yes.
Wanted to make sure. Yeah, we'll continue talking to Orioles and Twins playing right now. How's it going? We're gonna tell you next here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.